Blog Talk Radio.
But the biggest thing about that forgiveness
forget his plans. I forgive him, but I really haven't forgotten. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're doing, just know that I'm watching you, and I haven't forgotten what you've done to me. You know, it's amazing how we say that sometimes. We say, oh, I'm forgiven, but I'm not gonna, I haven't forgotten. And the biggest thing that happens to me is this. When we say, when we actually say that, we've forgiven, but we've forgotten. Are we supposed to forget? Are we supposed to forget? You know, people are holding on to it. And the biggest thing that, like, someone had said to me the other day, I have to say this to you guys, is this. When you get to the point that, when you get to a point in your life that you say, hey, I've forgiven, and you, but you don't, but you really don't forgive, or the fact that you just say, I'm not going to forgive, and what happens is this, you don't forgive, you go ahead and do that thing, and what happens is that we expect for other people sometimes to forgive us, but how can we expect them to forgive us, and we haven't even forgiven, the other person, and we can't expect for God to forgive us, and we don't forgive other people. And the reason why I bring this up is because of this. That whole thing about forgiveness is keeping people who don't have a grasp on what forgiveness is end up living their lives sometimes with so much stress, so much heartache, so many, many, many different things because of the fact that they did not forgive. And what happens is that, you know, people don't have the opportunity to grow. People don't have the opportunity to experience what God will have for them to experience because they don't forgive. Well, so my prayer for you today is this. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, is that you will, for yourself, learn how to forgive. Learn what forgiveness is. And you'll know you're forgiven when you can, honestly, you know you really have forgiven someone. When you get to a place in your life where the person's name comes up and you don't get that sick feeling in your stomach, when that person, when a situation is brought up and it no longer bothers you, when you no longer talk about it, when you no longer give that thing power, that's when, to me, you know that you have actually forgiven someone. When you get to the point, you know what? You know, I can say this person's name, I can say this, and it's really, really not bothering me at all. That's when you know you have really, really and truly have forgiven someone. Because I'm telling you, when you're going through and you're saying these different things and you're believing certain things and different things, it's a totally different thing when you can be free from someone, be free from something, and still know and still say, you know what, it's okay. I'm okay. Everything is going well over here. You know, I can talk to you. I can even grin and even be Christianly and be cordial to you. So I don't have to be all up in your face. But maybe not be no harm. So forgiveness, to me, in my opinion, you know, we all have opinions. Forgiveness is when you pardon someone for something that they've done against you. then part of them means this. Okay, you know what? You really deserve this, but I'm going to forgive you. You really deserve this, but I'm going to forgive you. That's what forgiveness is. When you get to a point in that place in your life where you're not being so controlled by everything else, but you're able to do what it is that God's called you to do and let some things go, you know that you're forgiven. And that's what forgiveness is, in my opinion. You pardon someone for something they've done against you. You know they've done wrong. You know they even deserve it. You know they deserve it. And that's what forgiveness is to me. And you know you're forgiven when you don't get a rise out of someone, when their name can be mentioned, but you're not bothered by it so much. To me, that's when you know you have been forgiven. That's what I said. So that's what forgiveness is. To me, that's what it looks like. Right now, we can go to some music. This is Angie Wyatt from her CD. I think I forget the name of the CD, but this is her first CD. So I hope you guys like this and enjoy it. Thank you. I hope you guys, I apologize for the little situation we just had just a little bit, but I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Angie Winans. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, where we're talking about this week about forgiveness. If you'd like to, feel free to hit me up on my Yahoo Instant Messenger at gwright online at Yahoo. Gwright, GWRITHT. And I hope you guys enjoy yourselves today. You know, the biggest thing about forgiveness is to be able to move on. And the biggest thing that I would like for you guys to do is for you guys to be able to move on no matter what. No matter what's happened, to be able to move on. I think that's the biggest thing that I would like for you guys to be able to do in your personal lives. Begin to let some of the things that you've been holding on to for years go. Begin to make decisions that are going to bless you, decisions that are going to enable you and allow you to get to the next place where God desires for you to be. And I think that's the biggest thing that I really want you guys to get to, that point in your life, where you're not so concerned or worried about some of the other issues, but you're more so concerned about getting what it is that God wants you to get. And I think that's the biggest thing. Get what God wants you to get. And I think that's the biggest thing that I would want for you guys to get. Get to that point where you allow God to do what it is that God wants to do in your life. And I think that's the biggest thing. And when you learn to forgive, you truly learn to let some things go. You will find that you will be able to move on. You'll be more focused on what God has called you to do. You'll be more focused on what God desires for you. And that makes a big difference. Makes such a big difference in your lives. It makes a big difference in everything that you do. And so when you get to that point where you're actually able to do it, then you'll see God really, really, really begin to move in your life. And I get to say today, in today's session, I'm featuring just a little bit of different types of music. Hit me up at gwrightonline.com and send this to me, it's a message. gwrightonline at Yahoo. That's my screen name, so feel free to hit me up. I want to hear from you. I'm going to play some more music from Angie Winers.
Whereas this may appear boring when you don't have relationships, but it is life everlasting. But once you get a relationship, it is the bomb. It's the only way to live. Sure, we all have been guilty at one point of another. Being cured by our careers. And it's just that it's too late now. It's so soon to come for us to be entangled with our career. Thank you.
Thank you. God in me. Stick up your friends, stick up your place, stick up your place.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was from Mary Mary's new CD. There's just so much that's on my heart. But I think the biggest thing that you guys, that we can do, is make a difference. Check this song out. This is another song from Mary Mary. I really love this song.
As long you came from me, you got to go thinking about me. You let God to show me mercy. You gave it all because you told me. I'm living, you came and filled me. I was blind there, but you helped me see. I was broken, you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I feel with so much gratitude, words are not enough. You explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything on, baby, for my hand. And for my hair, have mercy to you. You took everything I was, baby, for my hand. And for my hair, have mercy to you. You belong when I'm just dying. Keep working when I was crying. You arrived and I was so long. Melody, and I had no song. And I feel so much gratitude for the night I love. You claim that truth, that's not my love. You took everything I was, made me what I am. And if all I am, there's you. You took everything I was, made me what I am. Made me what I am.
Oh, my God.
worship you. I worship you.
You know. His wonderful name. fading in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for His wonderful face, and the things of His world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Just an abbreviated version, my rendition of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Feel free to check me out on my website at gwriteonline.com. Check me out on cdbaby.com, reverbnation.com, even on ourstage.com, just type in G-Write. My MySpace page is myspace.com/G-Write-Sing. And I just want to say, guys, I praise God for all you guys. And I pray that something said today, something spoken today, will keep your heart and will keep your mind in perfect peace.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yeah, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Oh, yes, He did, because He first love me, because He first loved me.
You know, I pray that you guys will keep your hearts and keep your minds in Jesus, who will keep your heart and mind in perfect peace. Forgive, God. Forgive. And I'm going to leave you with a song today, Love is a Miracle. And I hope you guys, send some shouts, let me know how you feel about today's discussion. I appreciate those who've been trying to call in. I've been having some technical difficulties with my line. But keep me in your prayer. I'm praying for you. God bless you, and I hope to see you next week.
And now I do
thank you.